Good morning, True Identity. We thank God for the opportunity to share a word with you on this morning. Won't be before you long. Today is July the 4th of 2021. One thing I thought about as this being Independence Day is that we can never be independent of God. And I want to talk to you about prayer this morning. We've talked about prayer many times before. Never can talk enough about prayer or just about the word, period. And so I want to share a word with you on this morning. I hope that you're doing well and enjoying your families on this morning. Had the opportunity to be with my classmates this weekend after 35 years, our 35th class reunion. I tell you, we haven't seen each other in so long. Some of us have seen each other in between that time period, but some of us haven't seen each other in 35 years. And it was such a blessing to see my classmates and stuff like that. We had a great time. Man, we really had fun when we was in school. So if your children are listening, please enjoy your youth. Enjoy your time that you have in school, because we don't want to have any regrets when we get older of the things that was presented to us and opportunities that we have. I won't prolong the time. I go to the Lord in prayer, and then afterwards we will turn to Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8, and I'm going to share a word with you on this morning. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for this day that you have made. We'll rejoice and we'll be glad in it, God. God, you're so good to us. You're so gracious. You're so loving. You're so merciful, God. Even in your words, you say that your mercies are new every morning, God. And so we thank you and we give you honor. We give you praise on this morning, God. And we pray, God, for everyone, God, that can hear this word on this morning, God. We pray for their families. We pray for their well-being, God. We pray for their protection. We pray for the provision, God, that you always provide. We know and realize and understand, God, that everything belongs to you, God. And so, God, we thank you, God, for allowing us to manage what you have already given unto us, God. And we just pray, God, that even on today, people are popping firecrackers and lighting them up and everything. We pray for the protection all around and about, God. And so, God, we just thank you and we praise you on this day. In Jesus' name, we give thanks and pray. Amen and amen. Let us turn to Luke chapter 18, verse 1-8. Give you an opportunity to turn there, and we'll share this word with you on this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. And it reads, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not faint." I'm going to read that again. "That men ought always to pray and not faint, saying, there was in a city a judge, which feared thy God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary." I don't know exactly what she was going through, but I know that an adversary can cause a lot of harm. An adversary can cause some worry. An adversary is against you. I just want to clarify that. "And he would not for a while, but after he said within himself." We got to understand that this woman had this issue with this adversary for a while. She went to somebody that had power and authority to avenge her of the things that she was going through. In other words, to be able to put a stop to whatever this adversary was doing to this widow woman. And the Bible says in that verse 4 that he would not for a while. And so this had been going on for a minute. "But afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And I'm going to read a couple of more verses out of it. We'll read down to verse 8. But even right there, I want to share, if I was to give this a title or to tag this message, I would say, don't give up on prayer. Don't give up on prayer. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect? And actually, he was talking about the Jews. He's talking about the believer. He's talking about you, people of God, which cry day and night, excuse me, unto him, though he bear long with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Don't give up on prayer. This is a blessing to me because when you think about the comparison of authority, you think about this judge that he feared not God. In other words, he didn't have no reverence for God, but he didn't even have no reverence or fear or regard for man and himself. And so I can imagine in his authority, he felt like he probably didn't even need no friends or other people because he was able to make decisions based on the authority that he had. And so this judge, this unjust judge, that's basically what he was. He was an unjust judge, but also he had the power to fix things in the city. And why do I call him unjust in this particular? Because I feel like this, and this is just my opinion. If someone don't have no regard for God, they'll probably do anything. That's why I say, and I'm pretty sure in his office, on his stand, dishing out different decisions that he make, I can imagine that some of the decisions that he made wasn't just. You got to have a constant connection with God. I know we was created in his image and his likeness, and we're everything that he made was good, and we got good morals, and people don't have no regard for God, but they'll make the right decisions. They ain't never been to jail. They ain't never did this. They ain't never did that. But that's not enough. We have to be close with God. And so in this comparison, you think about this judge that didn't have no reverence for God, this judge that didn't have no regard for man. But this woman, she understood importunity. And we've talked about importunity before. Importunity is persistence, especially to the point of annoyance. I don't know about you, but I've heard before, and it might have some truth to it, that you don't have to pray nothing but one time, because God is all knowing. He's all seeing. He knows what we're going to say before we even say it. He knows the hairs on top of our heads. He knows all of these things. He knows the decision that we was going to make before we even made it. He knew us before we was created in our mother's womb, because he the one that created us. He already knew what was going to happen. But when you think about the persistence of prayer, don't give up on prayer. The persistence of prayer. This woman had an issue, and she wanted this judge to avenge her adversary. Well, when she made the request, she came back again, and she came back again, and she came back again. This man probably could have said, man, I'm tired of this woman. Get rid of this woman, or whatever the case may be. But he said, man, since this woman keep coming and pestering me, keep bothering me, I'm going to grant her request because she's actually getting on my nerves concerning the same old request. And when you think about this comparison, you think about when God says in the scriptures, when it says, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said in verse 6, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect? Someone that might have a same issue with an adversary. You might have, I don't know what your problem is. I don't know what your situation is. But we have a God that can avenge anything that you're going through. That we have a God that can turn it around in the midnight hour. We have a God that can change things. Just like that. And he says, which cry day and night unto me. In other words, they got a prayer life. They're communicating with God. They're talking to God about their issues, about what they're going through, about what their families are going through, about sickness and disease, about whatever the case may be that you're presenting to God. The Bible says, make your requests and supplications made known unto God. He said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. God can do it right then. Right then. He can do it. He can do it right then. But even before that, it says, though he bear along with them. See, in other words, it may take God a little while to answer your prayer. That don't mean he didn't hear your prayer. And I'm not God. You're not God. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And so sometimes it might take a little while for him to grant the request that you have put in. Don't give up on prayer, people of God. And a lot of people won't pray because they want God to do it speedily. It's not that God can't do it speedily, but God is trying to work a thing out in you. See, because if we think that we could just go to God and just pray and then get what we want, and then we can continue to disregard God, just like this judge. We cannot disregard God and expect to get the benefits that God has for us. God has a blessing with your name on it. I'm coming to tell you on this morning. And so you think about this. He says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Talking about God's people. The judge did, the unjust judge did it. So look at the comparison. So he said, you don't think that your God, the one that you're communicating with, the God that you're praying to, the God that you're expecting to help you with your situation, even an unjust judge. He said, man, this woman getting on my nerves. So I just pray one time. Then no, get on God's nerves. Don't give up on prayer. We give up too quick. Be persistent in your prayer. People of God, that's the number one weapon that we have is prayer. I don't know if you knew that, but you know now. We have to have prayer in our life. As a believer, you must have a prayer life. There's no if, there's no if, ands, buts about it. I got caught up right there. But we got to have a prayer life. How can you talk? What you gonna do, ignore God? What you gonna do? Only talk to God when you want something? Oh man, that sounds like, oh man. You just gonna talk to God when you want something. You got to have a relationship with God. Usually in a relationship, you talk to the other person. That will make the person feel some type of way, is that the only time that you called them was when you wanted something. Oh, that's not no relationship. That's not no bond. That's not no connection. We want to stay connected with God. And so whenever we get ready and we're going through some things and some things that we can't handle, some things that we might not can bear, some things that we seem like we might not can go on, but we can talk to God and we can be connected to God in our own secret place, or whether you go corporately and pray together with your other brothers and sisters, but to have a prayer life to be able to communicate with God. And so I want to give you four things. There's so many things that prayer can do, but I want to give you these things right here before we close. Prayer is your direct communication with God. There it is right there. If you're not praying, then you're not communicating with God. It's almost as if you're like the unjust judge that didn't have no regard for God. He just didn't have no reverence for God. He didn't need God for anything. And I'm pretty sure it's not nobody in this room that's like that, because we've all needed God at one point in our lives. It don't matter who you are. You done said something and you heard about people praying. You heard about Big Mama praying. You heard about your auntie praying. You heard about other people praying that you might have had a relationship that was close, and they might have introduced this prayer about it, but you didn't know how to pray because you thought you had to be eloquent with your prayer. You had to be all fancy with your prayer. Just open up your mouth and make your request and supplication made known unto God. It's just that simple. It's just like talking to our classmates that we haven't seen in a while. And we're having conversation. We're asking them how they were doing. We're asking them how their families were doing. You got to have a direct communication. Prayer is your direct communication with God. We wake up in the morning, we won't even speak to God. But it was God that kept us all overnight while we slept and slumbered in the image of death. And God, your breath could be cut off. It's people that done died in their sleep. We just assume, or we just we think that, I'm going to wake up in the morning. But we don't know that. We don't know that. So prayer is your direct communication with God. Number two, it is a request line. Y'all remember when we used to call in on the radio for those that are here in Lubbock, Texas, and we didn't have no the radio station came on for the music that we listened to on the weekend. I think it was 88.1, something like that, and we could call in on the request line, and we'd be listening in and calling. You might have your girlfriend, or your girlfriend have a boyfriend or whatever, and they're calling, "I want to make a request. I want to request this certain song," and send it out to them, or shout out and all that, and they'll play, and you'll be listening. You'll hear the request, or you knew she was listening to the radio too, and she'll hear your request. Because we didn't have all the technology that we have now. Praise God for technology if it's used in the right manner. But prayer, it is a request line. You tell him what you want. You can get on the main line and tell him what you want. You can get on the main line and put in a request on somebody else's behalf. So prayer, it's a request line. This widow woman, she made a request to the judge. She said, "Judge, I want to put in a request. I got some folk that's messing with me, and I need you to avenge this stuff. This stuff right here, I need this fixed." And she had went to the judge before, but he didn't say nothing. And then she went to the judge, and he didn't do nothing. And she went to the judge, and he didn't answer the door. And she went to the judge. I'm just throwing that in there. But you see what I'm saying? She was persistent. She was annoying this judge. And he said, "Man, God, let me avenge this woman's adversary." And then prayer is strength. By faith, though. It's strength by faith because we believe God hears us. See, because he says, "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" Will we still be believing? Or will we disregard God? And since things didn't happen speedily, and things and you mad at God because this happened and this happened, and you stop communicating on the main line, you stop putting in requests, and so everything that you was doing, you did it on your own accord. But God, he wakes us up this morning, he gives us a new mercy. It's by his strength that we are here. It's by him, that because he's in charge. Just like this judge had authority, and that's the whole picture, because of the parable that he was showing us, that he has the authority over all things. People of God, don't give up on prayer. And of course, one of our favorite things that we say, prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Didn't it change it for this widow woman? She was persistent. She was not only persistent, but she was consistent because she kept going over there. Her importunity is what got on his nerves. But she kept going over there all the time and checking on her request. Why don't you check on your request with God? Why don't you get on God's nerve for that son or that daughter that you know that needs to be saved? Why don't you check on your request concerning your marriage? Why don't you check on your request concerning your health or whatever the case may be, your situation, your job, whatever it may be? You the one put the request in. But did you put in the request and then not go check on it? That's just like people want to get jobs and stuff like this, and they'll put in the request, and we counsel people to tell people, the young people, when you put in an application, they ain't call me back yet, but did you call? See, you use importunity when you're seeking out a job. You follow up, I'm just calling in again to check, and they're going to say, and if the one that's the hiring person that comes in and say, Did anybody put any more applications? Because I want to review server applications. Said, well, it was just one particular person that kept calling in. They called in every morning, getting on my nerves. I'm just going to be honest with you, boss. Well, I need to talk to that person because it seemed like that person right there wanted a job. Did anybody else call in? No, just this one person just called in. They was checking on the application and see had it been reviewed yet. Well, you need to set up an appointment and have them come in so I can interview this person. Because I like somebody that's interested in a position, and they're going to call and inquire about it. Even though they had already put in the application, they kept calling. That's the type of person, because I feel like that would be a consistent person, somebody that might be dependable, somebody that we might need to be an asset to our company. Call that person. Prayer changes things, people of God. He said, man, let me take care of this request, this woman getting on my nerves. Let me take care of this because she keep coming over. She annoying me. And it changed her situation. Whatever that adversary was doing to her. An adversary actually is an enemy. Oh, my God. We can, just through our request, We can make our enemies our footstools. It's something. We can't wrestle against flesh and blood, people of God. Them demons are powerful. We need something more powerful than them to make them our footstool. And so I encourage you today, people of God, as you think about this brief word that has been delivered unto you on this morning. If you don't remember anything that I've said, I want you to know, I implore you, I encourage you, don't give up on prayer. May God bless you. May God keep you. Is my prayer. Amen.